Wie Wie und Und kann ich es noch holen? Let's say the Klaya Kerem took place by itself. So, let's say, originally there was a ghetto, and then the hurricane. So, there was one here, there was two here. And then the hurricane pushed up the Kwan, the branches of the Kwan, and hovered them upon Hovua Shiloh, that's a mission. And hover them upon the toilet. And then, but it was not by itself, so it doesn't become awesome. But then if the Bible sees it, doesn't do anything about it, decides to go to sleep, so then it becomes awesome to everybody. But suppose a stranger, so the Rambam says, suppose a stranger sees the climb and he doesn't do anything about it, so it doesn't become osa to the Bible, nor does it become osa to any other Jew. But it becomes osa to him. To him it becomes osa, even though he's a stranger. Why? Because since this stranger had an opportunity to block out the carrot, let's say, if he didn't have that opportunity, because if he knows that if he'll block out the carrot, so the policeman will come and he'll arrest him, so then it's not also to him, that then he's not considered Mikhaim crime. But if he can, even a stranger, if he notices crime, Bikarim Khabere, and he can pluck out the crime with impunity, and he doesn't do it, so then this stranger is considered a Mikhaim crime, and vis-a-vis him, it is also banal. But vis-a-vis anybody else, it's not a samalai. Now, what does it mean? Is it a chetz of Klaya Kerem or it's not a chetz of Klaya Kerem? If it's not a chetz of Klaya Kerem, so how is it also relative to him? Just because he had an opportunity to block it out and didn't? And if it is a chetz of Klaya Kerem, so why isn't everybody else also? Klaya Kerem is also. I mean, can you say such a thing in regard to Chazal, to Masa B'cholov? If it's Masa B'cholov, it's Masa B'cholov. If it's by a Keren, it's by a Keren. The answer is, it is a heft of by a Keren, Nichalei, not Nichalei. It is a heft of by a Keren. But in order that by a Keren should relate to a Gavre, there must be Nichalei. In other words, it only, the heft is Oser. It's Oser. But it's only Oser to a person who is becoming. So you see that the stranger who saw crime became Khabere and didn't pluck it out, to him it is us. To anybody else it's not us. If it is us to him, so that means it's a heft of Klaya Kerem. But by Klaya Kerem there is a special aloche of Lisisra Kalmichok Kelai Dumye Disriya Dinichale. In other words, that Klaya Kerem, the heft of Klaya Kerem, is only Osea to the one who is in Kaim, who maintains the Klaya. So if the Bible maintains it, then it is also everybody. But if the Bible himself doesn't know about it, so the Bible is not in Kaim it, but another person had an opportunity to block it out and didn't, so Mele to the other person is Osea. So that means that even without Nichale, it is a Chetz of Klaya Kerem. Because if without Nichale, it wouldn't be a Chetz of Klaya Kerem, how could it be also to the Reye? So in other words, the Maisa Heze consists in the Ovuvi. Whether Nichale, not Nichale, but in order that the Isa Chetz of Klaya Kerem should relate to a Gavre, the Gavre must be a Mikhaim of the Klaya. But the Hefze is a Hefze of Klaya Kerem anyway. So Mimele, since the Hefze is a Hefze of Klaya Kerem anyway, and the Hefze of Klaya Kerem, without Nichale, it's a Hefze of Klaya Kerem. So the Maisa Hezek is a tangible thing, so it has a Nikah. But the Gavre will not be able to Yisrael unless the Gavre will be Mikhaim this Hefze of Klaya Kerem. When is the Gavre considered to be Mikhaim? If it's nichalei, if it's not nichalei, the gavne is not considered to maintain this claim. And the heft of vayakenem is only osa bar noye to the person who maintains it. To maintain it. So meile it is ezik nikia mashen kein by mitam tarezi shochaveile, even if it's mitam mashki. But the Tetzis mentions it only as a raya, that the fact that by inkling you can have the same contact with the sherets and still it will not be mikapatume shows that it's not the contact with the sherets, it's not the tangible thing, the contact with the sherets that is becoming. It's the abstract, it's the intangible thing, the kabbalah stume. And the kabbalah stume is a legal abstract thing. It's not something tangible, it's a hezek sheinikya. So it's like matbeya sheposlosi amedini. So it's a hezek sheinikya. Let's say money that the malchus declared that it cannot be used as currency. So that's considered hezek sheinikya. Hezek sheinikya. The Gemara says in Kol Kamet, Afsadik Zayin. So why? Because the hezek is intangible. It's abstract. There is no tangible hezek. But by climbing, there is a tangible hazard. True, it requires nichalei. That doesn't mean that without nichalei, it's not a heft of karakter. Without nichalei, it's also a heft of karakter. We see from the Rambam. For any climb, the carry, so to him, it is awesome. And why does the Tanakhama say here, in the price, that it's highly if it had been only a knas, so why is there a knas? In order that there should be a deterrent. So here there is a deterrent anyway, so the Chachamim didn't even have to counsel. Gemara said that veis on veis. So Gemara in the first version said that mechitzen means gude. So davke rotsu, but loy rotsu in mechayin, because there's a kriya loy shmeil. So then the Gemara read the question, veis mechitzen plukte, ki vichti vati machta seido, vichivi de rotsu bein in hakeifo bal koche, al me zekri shmeizek. Yehoche, so the Gemara says, the Tata says, in the first version, that we couldn't say that mechitzo means plukte, because if mechitzo means plukte, so why do they have to say shirotzu lachis mechitzo? It would be a better expression, rotu lachis, shirotzu lachis boyo. So then, Gemara says, elamai gude, so the makshnet. So what do you start to say? That mechitzo means gude. Why does it say bein zakeifel bein neisim boyorei? That's why the makshim is the talsim, because in the first portion the talsim says that mechitza means gude. So the makshim is the talsim. How can you say that mechitza means gude? If mechitza means gude, why does the mishnah have to say bein zakeifel and bein neisim? So the talsim is a terror. So Rashi explains it. Have a means to dissolve. My remarks, the Yuname Mechitik, the Rot Victone Achluk, Ukshay was a Chluk. So Komash Monkey. Die rote Diktone ist im Käfer. So why did Rashi explain it that way? Because Rashi was bothered. How does Gemara say that the Mishnah doesn't use the expression Hachshut Nisharot Zolat is Mechit, which means Käfer, is Bein Lisi Bemtza, because he is the Torah, he is the top of the Mishnah, the expression Bein Lisi.
So then I would say that one is a being, then you may say, the being, just discipline, not in education. But how could we say that Hafitin Shaotu, La'afit Mechitchen, Mechitchen, Ekeisha, not Lukte? So how could I say that they can force each other to build Mechitchen, just Mechitchen, Monasher, Mechitchen? So without us, this is what Bada takes there, Saint Rashi was also Bada. So that's why Rashi explains it. Halamir, if it is bound in my Hermas, you see, the Unami Mechiti. The Rosh and Iktone are Lutikoi. So, if the Mishne said that the Rosh was in Mechiti, but you may say, so I would say that the Mishne is referenced in Chosha Shein, look at the Mishne. But maybe without Rosho, they could force each other into the building of the city. But this is Rosho, so the deal in the city. וכן בלחוי קומעת כמו קייסר, חוסו לקטונן של קייסר, יוי חוסו פאודורים, or I just now got it. But he said, was also bothered by this tomorrow, how I mean this is our name, here, the חוסו לקטונן על מסית, that when the Mishne said, if the Mishne used the expression, they didn't need it. I think it's also as the Mishne before there, the nation ends up. So then, I would say that what Bene say, just say the Chise, a little of the Chise, or the Chise. And the Rosu means, Rosu is not the Chise. Bravo now, the dry Rosu, Name is the Chise. Now, for whom to move on, so move, the Koma, my Masikeser, Lui, the Chise, the Chise, the Chise, the Chise, so one cannot force the other people to build a case down down to Minigambia, but in people one should have can force the other to build a case of this people. So why do the Mishnah tell us? If, how could I say that the Mishnah is Mishnah, so if without us, Baal Gav, we want to name this people, so I told him, I'm sorry, come on, I'm going to be Heine Mishite zur Ruach. Aber die Rotsu, ich bin Mishite, die Gobu und Gott, ich bin in Gambine. So why is it called Mishite? Because it says Chalei. It's not a good of such. Und ich bin Mishite, es ist die Umore. Chalei, die Gepire ist wo, wenn ich mich in die Hefe rief. So in other words, so, take it explain. The more is the following way. In other words, the more is saying that the Mishnah could give the expression of Hitler Hotwa to Hitler Hotwa, being an Israel, because the Mishnah would give the expression being an Israel. So I would say that even if it's also, so they still cannot force each other to build a K-cell social. A case of Toto, of Dalai Lama. But only if Toto, so we can force each other to build a case of Godel because he, but with Chalei. So without Toto, we can force each other to build a little Mechitza. Not of Godel because he, a little Mechitza of Mechitza. But if it's Toto, so then we can force each other to build a Mechitza of God, because he's but with Chalim. So that's why the Mishnah uses the expression being a Sakeh of Vesta, to advise us that if it's also so we can educate each other to build a Mechitza of God, because he's that is also without Chalim. Without Chalim. I would also like to be secret to God, because he's from the Gambia, who means from the secret to the Shulam of Chalim, to the Spirit of God, they made him a heavy rear. This is what I would say. So from Ashmolon, bring in a case of it, that even though according to the first question is a clear illusion, but if it's possible, so then the wounded is that they meant a case sale that protects both training against the decree that he is the king of Totem of government. In Ame, we wish him the way I do, to the book of the camel, that the Gaga Toma will hot, Toma of Nazme, Aesley Magic of the Ayu, who Paul is Aesley Magic of the Ayu. So who can be forced to build the market of the Ayu? Only the Balagak, not the Balagak. Why? Because the hotel is really Tatmite. The Balagak is not really Tatmite. So he is the God, the Balagak doesn't set up in the Chite. The market, I'm the God, so then he's never able to protect himself against the decree by the Balagak. Because here a certain time, certain hour, when he has to be Tatmite in the hotel, and the Balagak, he has no hours. He can, whenever he capriciously decides to sit down on the God, so he sits down on the God, and he'll be able to look at him. So the Balagak will be able to look at the Tashmishi, to observe the Tashmishi of the Balakotra. So because of that, the Balakotra can force the Balagak to build the mark. So, upon the mark. You have to create the market of value. My feeling is create the down view. View is the Sigame, Binzipe Sage. Binzipe Sage. So that's what the Gemore. The Gemore in our book. Omar of Nakhmashmur, Gaga Tomo Katalir, the Makir of the Ram, Abu Dinkar the Gagoy, the Ramnakhmur, the Yomar, the Zoku Daldam, Abu Zoku, the Hitler, so the mind, you and the tree are our business. You need to go down and see down the target. The Lord says, lay on me looking down it. Bin Sipe, Bin Sipe, Mosse Mishtametle. It's not so, the Lord says, Mishtametle. So, Tate mentioned, so Tesis was bothered by the Kasha. Well, how can the Gemara say that if the Mishnah used the expression, Ben Reisi, I would say only Sipes, but Sipes, even without Kotsu, one can force the other. So one motion Tesis is, I would say that if it's Kotsu, so one can force the other to build in Sipes to come to Kotsu with a body. But without Kotsu, just the plain Sipes, with not from Kotsu. And the other motion is, give the Mishnah use the expression. The expression. Anything they say, so I would say that if it's hot to, so if it's hot to, so then he can force, one should can force the other to build a misipe. A misipe is made out of government because in the secret state of God, in Amel, in the Shinigavri Ayu, in the book of Kamon, Gagiga, Gassomo, Lechotze, the Omar of Nachman, in the Maki of the Ayu, who poked my own decree of Galadino, in the Galadino, in the secret side. So we see, and there the Gemara means, in the secret side, less than you. So we see that the Gemara uses the expression we see that, Rigabe, a Lechitze that is less than you. So if the Mishnah had used the Rosh Neitzei, so then I would say that if it's also, so one should have to force the other to build a Mechitze of Gogol Vigozit, but less than Yud, So from Ashkelon, Benin and Sakei tell that if it's also, if one should have to force the other to build a mechitze that is so soon of God because he is, and not only less than you, but even you is not enough, he can force the other to build the mechitze of Dalai Lama. So when Tetzel says, in Amrish, in Gavriya Yud, that's in the Havamine, how I could say, but I will learn it, that the Mishnah uses the expression made in Sakhir itself, so the Mishnah herein advises us that if it's also so the woman is that the intention was to build a mechitze of Daladalis of Dolly Moses, and without Halimus, even though as a clear is Loish Meyazek, but when they agreed to build a mechitze, the wounded is that they intended to build a mechitze that will protect each Yute against the mechitze. Right. Uvi put respirish, the rotsu dikton ahudikoi, vitei, your acid the mechitze and the good. So, how could I say that rotsu dikton ahudikoi? So he says, the asik the mechitze and the good, the plukte, lachtes me boile. Wei dich mo zum mei ma da mir in sit des baume ho shmayu mo misel de diktone aber ma shis nem reit a por kal a khoy kovay no a por in sit des wei ich hab mo zum mei ma bin sit des baume ho bi het ne betonen ma stiefen gut is wie gott fai na wei mo bin es a kind zum mem psite why did you snap to tell us that when they agree to build a mechitze, so then each one has to give half of the ground of the space for the mechitze. She tells me more, she says, let's say, that Reuven was the one who took the initiative, and he prevailed upon Shimon that they should both build a mechitza. So you could say, since Reuven took the initiative to prevail upon Shimon, Marutin and Potsomale, Chi Yisratzoyeloch Be'avire, B'tashmish Eloi Yisrat, B'tashmish Eloi Yisratzoyeloch. Come on, Ashman. Now let's see Rashi. ביכ שמען דה חיל קומט גיט מאל די מיי אומאל כי שין אפ קאסיי צוואך בי מחיצ מחיצ דא קול יש קאסיי פי גיל מוט באוויר כי גיי שאו ניסו שי דא ווי האז איך רי אין בו אוי טים שיך רי יא קייצער בי חאו כי חו חוץ מיט דא מוה אבל ניב נס קיי סלאבון או ווי מוט נאמי תשמיש דלוי נסראט. So, the Gemara says that the Gemara tells the Mishnah tells us a Chiddush. If the Mishnah hadn't spelled it out, that Bein Sakisu Bemtzas, I would say that even in the case where they both agree, but since the initiative was taken, let's say, by Reuven, and then Shimon finally agreed to Reuven that they'll both do the Mechitze. So, if the Mishnah hadn't spelled it out, Bemtzas, I would say that Shimon can say things. After all, I wasn't even happy with the whole proposition of building a case. But you kept on pressuring me, so I finally agreed. So I agreed only on the condition that we'll both participate in the expenses of the case. But as far as giving up space, that I didn't agree to. Komashmo, no, that he cannot say that when a person, when the shooting agrees, even though he agreed as a result of pressure by the other shooter, so the presumption is that they agree to be equal in everything, equal in the expenses, equal in the space, everything. Now, the Rama is married here on this Gemara, and the Rama has two shot. So Rashi explains this Gemara very simply. Rashi says that if the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, that if the Mishnah hadn't spelled out the answer, then we could say that even though they agreed, but they only agreed, the other Shutef only agreed to participate in the expenses, but not to participate in allocating the space for the Uvi Amachit. That not. The Rama raised the question, how could we say it? How could we even have a Sakadaita? Now, that that when Shimon agreed to the pressure by to the request of Reuven to participate in building the chitzeh, that the only men participate in the expenses, not in allocating the space. But suppose he didn't agree. Suppose he would be so absolute, he said, I don't yield to your pressure. So he still could, Reuven could still force Shimon to build the Holapochet, the minimum mechitzah of Nisipes. But a minimum mechitzah of Nisipes also occupies space. I mean, there is, no matter how thin the mechitzah is, it still occupies space. So in that event, even if Shimon had not agreed to Reuven's request, so Reuven would still be able to force Shimon to participate in the expenses of the Nisipes and in the space of the Nisipes. So even without Shimon's consent, so he could be forced to participate in allocating the space for the Tikkun Mechitzeh. Now that Shimon consented, so he certainly should be able to force him to participate in the allocation of the space, because he could force him, even without the consent of Shimon, he could force him to participate, to share in the space. But if Shimon had not agreed, then he could only be forced to share in the space occupied by Dina. But he agreed to build a real mechitzeh. As far as the location of the space is concerned, that does not have to be based upon the special consent by Shimon. He could force Shimon to share in the space of the mechitzeh, whether Shimon wants or not. But without the consent by Shimon, then he could force him to participate in the expenses of a mechitzeh of Golubi Godis. But since he agreed to participate in the expenses of mechitzeh of Golubi Godis, and this is the mechitzeh that they both built, so Mimele, without his consent, he should be able to force him to participate in sharing the space for the mechitzeh. This is the kasha that the Ramai is. So it's not the kasha against Rashi, because in the name, if Shimon hadn't made any concessions, so then Reuven could force Shimon to participate in the expenses of the Nisipes. I mean, how much is the mechitzeh of Nisipes worth? But whatever it is, and he could also force him to share in the allocation of the space occupied by the mechitzeh of Nisipes. But since he did exert pressure, Reuven did exert pressure upon Shimon, and Shimon yielded to the pressure, now it's much more of a detriment to Shimon to participate in the expenses of the thick wall of Golubi Godis than to participate in the space occupied by the Nisipes. I mean, what would be the thickness of the Nisipes? An inch. Alright? So then Shimon could be forced to give up half an inch of his ground. So that's relatively very little. But now that he made such a substantial concession to Reuven by agreeing to share in the expenses or involved in building in the chitzeh of Golubi Godis, let's say the chitzeh of Golubi Godis is $100. So $50. So Mary can say, I didn't make such a concession and give up so much money in order that you shouldn't make any concession to me. So true, if I hadn't made any concession to you, so then I couldn't expect you to make a concession to me. But now that I made such an important concession to you, so my intention was that you will act as a gentleman and you will reciprocate a little bit, not in the same way as I did, and build
the whole Mechitza. And you found that's Rashi. But the Rama considers that unreasonable. Because whatever Ruben could force Shimon to do without Shimon's consent, so now that they consented to build a Sikha Mechitza, so he certainly could force it. So how does he explain it anymore? We have a gab is sugi di schmeike in der Fein, in der Ramah. We have a gab is sugi di schmeike, aber die nicht in der Kam. Die Mistome nahmen wort, sie kommt an der Reihe, die Lech Abre, wo ihr mit Blech in Sibit. Wie kommen ich, die mit ihnen Jochel und mich bat, wo die Mistome bat und nehmen. Und wir haben zu die Bonnere. Holz und die Wies, wo die Chluke, das ist gar. So now comes this gab. Holz und die Wies, wo die Chluke, mit mir der Osser. Wie hieß er bei ihm zu und dann schnuhe, bis er es wird. Die Trige verschmischte, die auch haben neue, die lachen neben Ort, die Mutter maß nicht in der Lesbos auf die Brücke, aber bring die Hilfe von der Brücke, bring die Lesbos auf die Brücke. So ist er as follows. Now, according to the second motion of the Gemara, that the Kriya Shmeyer said, so then the Mishnah is referenced exclusively to a Chotzer, to the case of a Chotzer, the demon. According to the first motion, the Mishnah can have reference to a chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke also. But it doesn't mean that according to the first motion, the Mishnah is referenced only to a case of chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke. According to the first motion, the Mishnah is referenced to both cases, to the case of chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke and to a case of chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke. So the Mishnah discusses both situations, chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke and chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke. So this is what the Gemara is saying. Then the thing is of the light of that when Reuven took the initiative in prevailing upon Shimon, that Shimon should agree to share in the expenses, that Shimon should be able to say, I only agree to share the expenses on the condition that you build the whole mechitza of God because it's on your part. That's unreasonable. Because if it's a chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke, so Reuven could force Shimon to share in the space without the consent of Shimon. So whatever mechitza is finally built, so he has that fear. He has that fear. But since the Mishnah deals with exclusive cases, it deals with the situation of chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke, and the Mishnah also deals, according to the first lashon, with the situation of chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke. So if the Mishnah had not spelled out being as a case of Emza, then I could say, I could argue with reason that by Chotzer Sheyesh Bo Kidachluke, so then there is no Zchus Kriya by Reuven against Shimon to force him at the very outset without the consent of Shimon. So by Chotzer Sheyesh Bo Kidachluke, if they did agree, so then, Shimon could say, I only agreed to make a chluke, to build a chluke, even though it doesn't have ches by dalet, only on the condition that you build the whole kesel on your ground, because after all, it has less than ches by dalet. So if I have to allocate my space, I'll have nothing left in the space and my grounds to be mishtamish. So only in the case of chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke the Gemara could have such a haramine. But in the case of chotzer sheyesh bo kidachluke, so the Gemara couldn't even have such a haramine. That's one teretz of the Ramah. Then the second teretz of the Ramah is like Rashi. In other words, that even though that I could have the sound that I thought. Even in the case of Chodesh Yehudah. So there are two Rishaynes in the Ramah. One Loshin in the Ramah is like Rashi, and the other Loshin is not like Rashi. All right. V'hezik v'yelayv sh'mehezik tosh. V'chein gino. So how can you say that hezik v'yelayv sh'mehezik? And the reason is why they can be kefet to be penis akeisel, because there was an agreement. Because it's hot, but without hot enough. But the Mishnah proceeds and says v'chein gino. And the Mishnah doesn't say v'chein gino im hot lasis v'chitzel. So it's mashma v'chein gino even without Rotzon. That's the plain implication of the Lashon HaMishneh. But you say, the Makshin asks the Talmud, you say the Kriya Lashon HaMishneh, so why does the Gemara, why does the Mishneh say, V'chein V'kino, that one can be Kefe, the other to build a Mechitze in a Gino jointly, but as a Kriya is Lashon HaMishneh. So the Gemara answers, Gino Shane, Kid Ravabe, Yom Ravabe, Yom Ravun, Yom Rav, also the Odom Lamis and Habeire, Bishor, Shiemi, the Commissar. So the Gemara says, I mean, in other words, according to the Mandom, the first wash, that has a Chilush Mezik. So by Chotzer, without Chotzu, one cannot force the other to build the Kaitel of God. A rare case. But by Gino is more. Gino is more. Why? Because by Gino there can be the rie of inhibition. By Chotzer, so there is no rie of inhibition of by no. The only the only the rie of observing private tashmish of the shul. So therefore we say so without the cane cell, so then one shochet could look with the evil eye upon the gino of the neighbor. So that kind of hezekriya, the hezekriya of observing private things, is loishmei hezekriya called in the first portion. But there is a clear involved in looking at the Ginas Havere with a new eye, that is made. So, from this territory of the Gemara, it appears that there is a clear involved in looking with a new eye is more humble than there is a clear that is involved in curiously observing the privacy of another person. The private tashmishing of the other person. That's how it appears from the Gemara. Gineshan, Gine Ravabe, Yom Ravabe, Yom Ravune, Yom Rav, Oso Yodom, Lame, Bishon Chaveire, Bisho, Shiemedes, Bikomiseo. But the Gemara adds, so in other words, so what is the Talmud saying? That by the kviyeh of building a mechitzeh by chotzer and the kviyeh of building of forcing the other shuket to build a mechitzeh by gino are two separate halachos. By gino it is chus kviyeh without any chotzer, without any mutual agreement. Masheinke, that's by gino. But masheinke by chotzer, so the kviyeh has to be grounded in a mutual agreement. This is what Gemara said. But the Mishnah says, so the Makshness again, for V'chein Katan. In other words, V'chein similarly, what do you mean similarly? For the same reason, that in the same way as Shutfi can force each other to build the Mechitzeh in Chotzer, so they can force each other to build the Mechitzeh in the Gino. And in Gino, it's because of Ezekriya, without a mutual agreement. So that means that by Chotzer also because of Ezekriya. Also of Ezekriya. In the same way, without a mutual agreement. Without a mutual agreement. So the Gemara says, no, the Vechein doesn't mean, the Vechein doesn't mean that it's, they have the same Chishus Kriya as by Chotza, that by Gino they have the same Chishus Kriya as by Chotza. No, because according to the first washing of the Gemara, so according to the Talmud in the first washing, so has a Kriya Lush Mezik, so by Chotza there is no Chishus Kriya at the very outset. Only there was an undertaking, an agreement, and by Gino there is this was clear. So why does the Mishnah equate the case of Gino with the case of Chotzer? That's in regard to Golan Vigozis, just as by Chotzer. So there is a chiyuv to build a case of Golan Vigozis, so by Gino also. But there is a difference. By Chotzer, the case of Golan Vigozis has to be predicated upon a mutual agreement. By Gino, it's not predicated upon a mutual agreement. This is what he might say. Alright, now let's see. Also Yodum Shiam Michelin, Kenu Bayro, Vo Kevo Vichain Koton in Mashitavaya Hataimu, Gino Vichotse. Now, so from this Gemara, the pashtus of the Gemara is Mashma, that Gino is more homotaphon. That Gino is more homotaphon. Gino Shahane Kinravad, Vin Tema, Tesis. Now, according to Mandoma, the Tejikriya Loishmeyaz. So by Chotzer, there is no Chiyuv of Kriya. There is no Din of Kriya, I mean, Schus of Kriya. But by Dino there is because of Ayro. So Manevsheh, by Dikot, there should also be Ayro. So why did the Mishnah say that only by Dino there is a Schus Kriya, not by Dikot, not by Zayavogot? ויש לו עם המשל לדימו, שבגבלים בו ירק לאחיו, וחולשו היא נימדת בקומיסאו, אבל ביקו היא נימדת בקומיסאו, אלוכי נשאר לו בישון, והוא מחי ומגליה, אבל לא סבא עמד בשורה שהיא נימדת בקומיסאו. But since it's not the whole year, so maybe there is no schus קרי. ואם תימן, ומאן דו אמר תרוק דה, כי אם דה שמילה אפילו בחוצה שמיית, No, we see from the Gemara that Gino is more humble. Am I successful with the Gino? The Eishleima, Gino, we miss Namish, we miss the Mishin Gobel because. So from this Gemara, it's Mashma that by Gino, what kind of a case has to be built? Also Galadans. Just as by Chotzer. But by Chotzer, it's told in Machlech, the Eishleima, the Eishleima, but by Gino, so, like, you know, there has a Kriya certainly Shmeyaz because of Ayin Ro. So, if it is because of Riyah, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Riyah consists in gazing at the private Ashmishi, or the Riyah consists in looking maliciously with an evil eye. Riyah, in order to obstruct Riyah, how high a kisel must we have? Our Namas. That's how it appears. And the Rambam, in the Chedushim, says that it has to be that the Kesel of by Gino has to be Dalet Ames Tov. Right. Mashiach in Rambam, he's Chedek. He passes, of course, like the second Roshan. All the Geshenim passes like the second Roshan. So that means has a Kriya Shmeyezek. So without a mutual agreement, by Chotza Sheyesh V'Techuke, Shreinim have a schus to force each other to build jointly a Kesel or Adames, or in accordance with the Minhag HaMedina, that's by Chotzer, by Gino. So the Rambam says the Shreinim have a schus to force each other to build a Mechitze of Ten Tvorim, not of Daladames. So the Rambam appears to be contrary to our Gemara. So the Chachmin Unil inquired the Rambam, and there is a Chubis Rambam, the Mechleitz, quotes the whole Russian of the Chumash Rambam to the Chachmei Luni. Now, in Perek Beis Luchos Sheni, Haloche, Haloche Dezai, Rechav, Rechav halochet esvob, halochet esayin. Rechav halochet esvob. Rechav bekim akeisel, mishol shneyem, vechamon yiro, beakul megam dil. Vapun no agolats, mechit bneyem bekol edut, ובלבד שהוא יהיה אוויר כי אוויר שיסתכל בי ויהיה רס חבר כאן מגיב הקיסל את מזבחות צער עם פורס מבאמס בקוז אומרי ארבע אמס הוא לאבסטרוק תפין וכן מגינו כפי הוא להב לו גינוסי מגינס חברי במחיצו דוויו עשרות רוחי אבו בביקו עם צורך להבדיל ביקוסי ביקס חברי אל במוקים שנוהג. So he says, בגינו, only 10 תבוכי. אמר אברום זה שיבוש גודל. אלוקי סלב האמן. What's the חשבים of 10 תבוכי? 10 תבוכי, the חשבים of 10 תבוכי, we only have in setting up a different issues. So that's the הלוכה. In the חיצה of 10 תבוכי, sets off, I mean marks off, in different issues. And that's the aloha by flying too. Because flying, so that's the Gemori, the few, the neighbor. So, hoyo. So, if you have a gap here, and you have, so you can set up an chitze of 10, and then plant zroing on the side of the chitze. Even though there is a commingling of yinike, but since there is a mechitze that is interposed between the kfanim and the tvue, so there is no klai. Why? As Rishonim point out, that klaiim is based upon two elements, yirvu, yinuke, and yiruvu. So true, if he's not marchig dalagame, so then there is yinuke, but there is no yiruvu yet. If there is a mechitza, if there is no mechitza, so then there is a ruvi also. So why is it considered not to have a ruvi? So it doesn't mean in order to have a ruvi, there must be actual hovering of the kvanim, of the branches of the kvanim, on top of the tree. It doesn't have to be hovering. It doesn't have to overlap. As long as there is no achoke, it's considered a ruvi. But only if it's in the same issues. And there is no considerable distance between the kvanim and the tvuye, then it's considered a ruvye. But if there is a mechitze, so it's in a different rishus, so that means that the kvanim grow in one rishus, and the tvuye grows in another rishus, so then it's not a ruvye. So what's the aloha of 10 tvuye? 10 tvuye marks off a separate rishus. 10 tvuye. It's a separate rishus. So it's the same aloha as 10 tvochi, let's say, Gabi Shabbos. So in other words, Rishus Ayochi, also 10 tvochi, because it's a separate Rishus. So what's the yiches of 10 tvochi here, I did. So the Chachmeluni inquired from the Rav. Oh, Shuk Motos le Chachmeluni, the Middle East, Chachmeluni Zal, Sholu le Ram Zal, the Yeshiva, Vizel Yeshem, the Sefer Kinyan Imtso Kosovei Shebegino Migino Sadeh Tor Tvoch Uvitchilas Bo Vasre Mashma Yeyse Apshita Lom Migino Dezik Viyash Meyezek Mibachotzi Vimkein Amayu Tzorech Arbamis Yereinu Mereinu Geneinu Kitzmei Manachnu Vichivose Kaayu Tarei Grafi Kemoi Tshubo Zeis Asheilo Vohoyso Lanoshim Deli Mikomei Chemli Shleis Vichilishane Bin Hezik Viyash Shuhu Hezik Odo ודא שיהיר אודם חברי וישועימי וישי ואיזה צורכו ובין איזה קריאה שיהיר אקומס חברי וישועי נבישי שאירו דברי חסידסי שרעים בוי בעין רו. So the Rambam says that not to look at another skin with an evil eye. והנה ילמי את הילכה ועיקר איזה קריאה בחוצה מוקן שבני עוד עומדו אבל בי אבל בגגי של חצילס עם צורך הרבנית, לפי שמדרך בני אודום לא דור בגגויס, אלא במחיצה סורת פורם סגי, כהיכה דיינית וסורף גיגנק, כלמחים אלי גינויס, שמדרך בני אודום לא דור שום, ואם מייסי אינגן, שלא ינפי שאפילו ביקו יהיו מחיים מייסי ליקיה, שהיא כתומוזי של חביר מביקו, וכבר נסבור שמחיים מייסי מביקו, ליגד הכלל לא ימידה לדם, זה לא בעשורת רוחים, ולאי לא מחי שלא איזה קריאה, אלו משום ליודו, וביקים מסקפוצים כחצירס, ויש הדבורים שנאמו שם בגינויה, בגינה, שינויה בעל מנינו, וזה דבר ברוך ואין צורך להרך, עד כאן. So, he says that this terrace of the Gemara is only Shinuye. But the question is, it's only Shinuye because we pass it like the Gemara, like the second version that has a Kriya Shmei Hezek. So the Mela, there is no Kasha at the very outset. But we see from this Gemara that even according to the Mandoma, that has a Kriya Loi Shmei Hezek, so Gino requires a Mechitze. A mechitze to abstract a nebishi. That's what kind of mechitze can abstract a nebishi? Daladames. Not ten tvochim, so he's able to look over the ten tvochim. So how can we say that just see shinuyi? True, we passed like the mandoma as a kriya shmei hezek. So in mele, according to that mandoma, we don't have to resort that gino is mochomo, because in Chotzer, one should have can force the other should. But we see from this Gemara that according to Mandoma as a Kriya Loi Shmei Hezek, but Gino requires the allowance. So according to Mandoma as a Kriya Shmei Hezek, so it should be less homo than according to Mandoma who says has a Kriya Loi Shmei Hezek. I mean, that doesn't make sense. So the Rambam is very difficult. And then the Rambam says, Ein Ro, that is only Divrei Chassidus. But the Gemara says, Gino Shane Kid Ravabe Dom Ravabe Om Ravune Om Rav Oso Leodom Lame Bisod Chaveri Bisho She Meres Bikomisel. So that the Gemara says, Bisho She Meres Bikomisel Utzosa. It's not a Divrei Chassidus. But the Rambam doesn't even mention that. The Rambam doesn't even mention this halacha of also liodom ame bisod chaveri bishor shimeres b'tmesa. Now, we have to understand the Shittas Rambam that by Gino, he can only force each other to build the K-cell, to build the K-cell of Tentwoch. And why Tentwochi? So the Rambam spells it out because of Nitvesol of Gigan. Now, in order to make sure that if one shochet will try to furtively trespass upon the grounds of the other shochet, so do we need a kesel of government gozis? And if you make a kesel, let's say, of barbed wire, it will also protect him that he should be in the of Gidalev. So we have to understand, Monefshach, if the whole purpose is to prevent the one shochet from having an opportunity to trespass into the grounds of the other shochet with impunity. So if you don't have any mechitze, so any time he can, whenever he wants, to trespass upon the grounds of the other shochet, he can do so. And even if the other shochet will catch him, so tell him, what can I do? I mean, I am not. We need to tell Malach HaShores. I always have to keep in mind the imaginary boundary line between my grounds and your grounds. But why can he be forced to build an expensive cane cell in the garden if the whole purpose is only to prevent the other person from manipulating, always to trespass upon the grounds of the other shop, upon the neighbor. If you make a cheaper mechitzah, not going because it's, you'll also be nitzvah. You can't have. So we have to understand what does it mean nitzvah, and what kind of a schus is it? What kind of a schus is it? I mean, in other words, that what is shochnu, it's a schus shchein, that is shochnu has a schus to force the other shochnu to spend money to build the mechitze in order that the other shochnu shouldn't be able to break into his ground. After all, I mean, this is not such a nice thing, you know, to break into the other's grounds. So one should have a schus to force the other to build a mechitze. So be shleime, let's say avidas hakerem. So we understand, because every human being has certain frailties, and if he plants a tree near the borderline of the other sode, so he'll always be tempted to place the tools, the implements, the oxen on the other's grounds if he plants. So this is very likely. Mashain came to break into the other's grounds. I mean, why should we even be cheshit? And if he is cheshit, if he's a big chajner, but Meichatei said that he should have his schus to force the other shochen to participate in expenses, to spend money. Why? Because one shochen is cheshit, the other shochen. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust him. He considers him as a potential thief. So because of that, he can force, one shochen can force the other shochen to participate in the expenses of building a wall. What kind of aloch is it? Now, I mentioned some time ago in explaining the shita of the Roh that Mugiyeset mentions. The Roh shita is that suppose Reuven says, I want to build on my own grounds a kesel of Golgotha. On my own grounds, I won't touch your grounds. So Shimon has his schus to force him that they should build it together. Because he can say, I want to have an opportunity to be mishtamish, to support something on top of the kesel. If you build it on your own grounds, then I could not be mishtamish. And even the other shochan says, well, I'm a gentleman, I'll let you be mishtamish. So this shochan can say, sinema tonesim. So what kind of a loch is it? So we say that according to the law, the if hezek kriye shmei hezek, so then building a kesel that will obstruct hezek kriye is part and parcel of the schus of being machas chalki. Now, shikrim certainly have a schus to force each other to the light. Why? That's a schus to be machas chalki. So memele, so that is part and parcel of that schus to be machas chalki. So each shutev has a right to force the other shutev to participate in building a mechitze. So there will be tangible evidence of what constitutes one's chilek and what constitutes the other one's chilek. And this tangible mechitze that constitutes the evidence of the separate halokim, so both have to have the same right. So in other words, so according to the law, the schus of building a mechitze, is part and parcel of the schus of maintaining a situation of each one being makaras halki. So what does makaras halki mean? First of all, that it should be divided, and then that the mechitze should be built. Mimele, since the schutz of the mechitzi is the schutz of being keife. The other shofar to participate in the building of mechitzi is grounded in the schutz of each utev to be a makiras chalkei. So the mele, he has to enjoy the same rights in that mechitzi. Since this mechitzi is the tangible manifestation of the individual halokim of the shutrim, so the mele has his chus to enjoy that mechitze equally with the other shutrim. So that's why he can say to the other shutrim, if Ruven wants to build it completely on his grounds, so he says, no, if you build on your grounds, then I won't be able to enjoy it as much as you, only with your grace. I don't want to enjoy it, to enjoy the tashmishim through your grace. I want to enjoy the tashmishim of this mechitza as a right of mine, not as an act of grace from you to me. This is the shita of the Rav. This is the shita of the Rav. So mele, it seems that the Rambam explained it more as follows. Now, as a matter of fact, the Lechem Mishneh says that when the Gemara says, that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, Gino Sha'ane, that was before the Maskone of the Gemara, that V'chein has reference to Gavul V'gozis. So then the Gemara said, Gino Sha'ane. But once the Gemara said that V'chein has reference not to the schus of forcing each other to build the mechitze in general, but the V'chein has reference to Gavul V'gozis, to the meaning of Dine, so mele, we do not have to say Gino Sha'ane. This is what Lechem Mishneh says. What's the pshat in the Gemara? It seems to me that according to the Rambam, the Makshin, when the Makshin asked, Toshma b'chein b'dino, so the Kashe was based upon the term b'chein. What does it mean b'chein? B'chein means similar. In other words, there is a certain equation between the b'nin samchitze b'chotzea and the b'nin samchitze b'dino. That's the pshat b'chein. Similarly, is the same kind of thing. So the Makshin is, how can you say Hezekiah Loishne Hezek, but the Mishneh says V'chein B'gino. So the Mishneh mentions an equation between the Kesel in a Chotzer and the Kesel in a Gino. An equation. So Bishlein, if we say Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, then we can understand the equation. But if we say Hezekiah Loishne Hezek, so what kind of an equation is it? So the Gemara, the Talatzin, so that was the Makshin's Kashi. So the Talatzin, in the first Tereit, said, Gino Sha'ane, Kid Rav Abba, the Omer Rav Abba, Omer Ravune, Omer Rav, Osul Omer, Odom Lamsu, Rechavei, Bishoshim, and Kinsel. So the first Talatzin also assumed that V'chein has the connotation that the whole schus of being cave one another that the V'chein has reference not to Gavul V'gozis, but it has reference to the whole obligation of building a keser begino. So it's for the same reason as the obligation of building a mechitzen chot, the tarzlos. But by chotzer, so Hezekiah is loishme hezek. So since Hezekiah is loishme hezek, in other words, the Hezekiah consisting of observing private tashmishim, that's not a real hezek. That's not a real hezek. So we mele only when they agreed to build the mechitze, so then they have to build a kesel that can obstruct Hezekiah. Mashein kei, by Gino, because of the Ein Ro, that is possible by Dino. So Mele, even without a mutual agreement, there is an obligation incumbent upon both Shutvim, upon both Shchenim, to build a mechitze that will obstruct Rim. So the Tarzan assumed that the Rechein implies that for the same reason that Shutvim are obligated to build a mechitze in a chotzer, so Shutvim are also obligated to build a mechitze in a ginom. What is the reason as to why Shutvim are obligated to build the mechitze in chotzer in order to obstruct the Zikriya? Even according to the first Moshe of Gemara, that has a Zikriya lo shmezik. But if there is a mutual agreement, then they are obligated to build what kind of mechitze? A mechitze that will obstruct Kriya. So by Gino, without a mutual agreement, they are obligated to build a mechitze that will obstruct Zikriya. So in Mele, we understand that Tarzan assumed that we can understand the meaning of the term Vechein. Similarly, what is similarly? In other words, for the same reason that the Mishnah says that by Chotzer Shutvim are obligated to build a mechitze that will obstruct the air, so by Gino, even without a mutual agreement, they are also obligated to build a mechitze that will obstruct the air. So Mele, the Tarzan said Gino Shane. And the Pshat of Vechein Gino means that it's the same reason, it's the same kind. In other words, what's the reason for the Mechitze by Chotzer, where there is a mutual agreement to obstruct as a Kriya? And what's the reason for a Mechitze by Gino, even without a mutual agreement, to obstruct as a Kriya? But, so the Vechein means is the same. But the Gemara, but the Makshin was not satisfied with that terrence. So the Makshin asked, V'Vechein Katana, how can you say that Vechein means is the same reason, just as in Chotzer? So the purpose of the reason as to why they are obligated to build the Mechitze is of Dalet Amos, in order to obstruct the Riyah. So like in also in order to obstruct the Riyah. But it's not the same reason. We cannot say, the Mishnah cannot use the expression Vechein, because by Chotzer, so they are obligated to set up a Mechitze that will obstruct Riyah because of a mutual agreement. By Gino, because of an inherent vested right of forcing each other to obstruct the Riyah of Elibishe. So it's not the same. How can the Mishnah use the expression Vechein? So the expression Vechein means it's mamish the same. So if we say Hezekriya Shmeyezek, then we can say that it's the same time. It's invested right in each shutev to force the other to build a mechitze in order to obstruct Riyah. So then the term Vechein has a good meaning. But if you say that as a Kriya Lo Yishmeyezek, and in the Reishe by Chotzer, they are obligated to build a mechitze to obstruct Riyah because of an undertaking, because of a special ischayves, Mashein came in the Seife by Gino. So they are obligated to build a mechitze to obstruct Riyah because of an inherent right, of a vested right, inherent in each Shutev, to force the other. So how is it Mechein? It's not similar. So then the Tarzan says that Mechein does not mean that it's the same purpose as why they are obligated by Chotzer to build the Mechitze. By Chotzer they are obligated to build the Mechitze. They are obligated to build the Mechitze in order to obstruct Riyah. And by Gino, they are obligated to build the Mechitze in order to prevent Mitzvah Sol of Kiganet. But what is Vechein? The Vechein means similar way, just as by Chotzer. So they have to follow up, they have to conform to Minikam Dine. So by Gino also. So mainly this is what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says, that's only Shinuye. In other words, when did Ravune say, When did Ravuna say, Osoloi lo odom, la'amid bisore chavire bishor shemeres bikom nisel? When did the Gemara say, that because of Ravuna's din, so that's why the Mishnah mentions that there is a chiyuv incumbent upon both shutvim to build the mechitza nidino, that is according to the Havamina the Gemara. Before the Gemara came to the Maskone, that the Vechein has reference to Gavul Gozis. As long as the Gemara assumed that the Vechein has reference to the etzem obligation of building a mechitza, not the material, but the etzem obligation of building mechitza. So then the Gemara was forced to say that by Dino they are mechuyev to build the mechitza that will obstruct here. Then it would have been Dangamis, because 10 Tvachim will not absorb the V.A. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the V'chein does not modify, does not relate to the Chiyuv of building a Mechitze, but V'chein relates to the Minhag HaMedina, to the nature of the Mechitze, so Mele, we don't have to say that the purpose of the Mechitze in Idino is to obstruct V.A. But we can say that the purpose of building a mechitza negino is to prevent mitzvahs of higane. That's the Shittas Rambam. And what's the pshat mitzvahs of higane? The pshat mitzvahs of higane is, just as Gero says, even in regard to a kesel of daladamis to obstruct as a kriye, that it's really an integral part of the schus that is vested in every shutev to be a makiras chelkei. So if we say Hezekiah Lushma Hezek, so he's not a trespasser. Visual trespass is not a trespass. But if we say that Hezekiah Shma Hezek, so a visual trespass is as much of a trespass as treading upon somebody else's lands. So Mimele, if as long as it's possible for one shutev to visually trespass upon the grounds of the other shutev, how is he makiras chelki? Makiras chelki means that he enjoys his own private grounds. But if the other shutev is able to trespass visually upon his grounds all the time, so he doesn't enjoy the privacy of his own grounds. It's always his grounds are always trespassed by the other shutev. Visual way, they are trespass. So the melee, it becomes a new, if we say as a kriyash meyazik, according to the law. So, as long as one shutev is able to observe the private tashmishim of the other shutev, so it cannot be considered as being makir as chalki. That's the pshat in the law. So the melee, the pshat in the law. So the Rambam Shiti is not like the Rambam. So in other words, but the Rambam Shiti is, as long as a person, as an unscrupulous person, is able to trespass upon the field of the Shochan with impunity, in other words, he will not be caught as a ganev. Like when if one Shochan is unscrupulous, he can always manage to sneak into the grounds of the other. To sneak, and then suppose the other shutev will happen to come out from his house and he'll catch him. So he'll give him an excuse. Oh, I didn't notice, I didn't see, I forgot, I'm absent-minded, I forgot that this is the boundary line. So in other words, so that means that if a person can, with impunity, break into the other shochan's grounds with impunity, without even being caught. So in Melee, he's not Makir Eschalki. He's not Makir Eschalki. Makir Eschalki means that he's secure, that the Shochan cannot with impunity break into his bounds. And if he does, he'll be caught. So if there is a Mechitze, and then he'll still jump over the Mechitze, and to break into the other Shochan's bounds. So if the other Shochan will catch him, he cannot say, oh, I'm absent-minded. So I just absent-mindedly, I jumped over the fence. He will not be able to say it. So maybe it's a makir eschalki. But if there is no mechitze, If there is no mechitze, so with impunity, he will always be able to break into the other shochan's grounds. So Mele is not a makir eschalki. So the shiur is ten tvachim. The shiur is ten tvachim. In other words, so the shiur is ten tvachim. All right. This is in order to be makir eschalki. So the shiur is ten tvachim. Right. That's the shiur Rambam. Now, the Meiri mentions the Rambam and he says something else. In this Meiri, it's on page 12. Kvor b'yam, sh'agino yesh bo ezek kriye, v'shagdile ha'mechavim nire sh'daitom sh'im b'gino ezek kriye. Shemo ato masmi al nivrei ma sh'omru b'suk yezu gino sh'ane. Sh'nire sh'agino yesh bo ezek kriye ha'b'yesa min ha'chatzeres, itzmochomu, u'mkol mokim yesh l'forish bo kein gino sh'ane, sh'ein sh'om ezek kriye levad, אלא איזה כמו מצד עין אורו, שהרי אב ביסודי שאין שום איזה קריאה, או שרועה מדולל בשור שאין אלס בקומוס. והגינו מתיך שהפיריס והירק מצויים בתומית, הרי כיסודו אין אלס בקומוס. I mean, that is to answer this discussion. It's like this with Terence. And then he mentioned another reason. וכי מצד שיקריבו ליה, is there a love who is always חוץ ליה. But הגינו, he is סומך to the bias. Some of the bias, some mele, there is more. V'chei mitzad sheikreivu liya, v'yodom imit bo, kol ayin, hari yukei midolel, kishihi bikimos, v'yeish kan hezek mom. Ho hezek riye, b'lo hezek mom, en lo inema begino. U'mi'acha shekein, so he's trying to explain to his Rambam, u'mi'acha shekein, kol sheyeish masorot rochim, nizkeru, v'en limas mitbiriyo, ad sheikorei imidolel. שאין עזיק עין אורו אל בריאו מסמדס של פעם אחס, עד שיעריכו לספר בעיוניו. So, ואף לנתנו שפירשנו דין עזיק חייה, ובגינו את יוכל לפרוש כי אם תרצה דרך פירוש. אף על פי של נמצא, כי יש בגינו משום עזיק חייה, לנתנו כמו שבסבנו, שהם לא יקיימדים יהם סודלגים. So, he explains the Rambam and he says as follows. So, you see, now the question is, so he explains the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, it's also Mishmei Nebishi. It's also Mishmei Nebishi. But if it's Mishmei Nebishi, so why stand for him enough? He can still look into the Gino of the Chaverei, even if there is a Mechitza of Ten Tvachim. As long as there is no mechitze of the Dalet Ames, so it's possible to look with an evil eye. So he says that the hezek of Ayin Ro is only shayach if a person will gaze with maliciously at the komas chaverei, maliciously, biregius. I mean, not just miri ba'alme, but gazing, histakus, biyun, with an evil eye. So. The Meiri says, "Shein hezikayin roel b'riyo masmedes, at sheyarichu lisapir b'inyonel." Until people start talking about him, look at him the way he gazes maliciously at the Guinness Chaver. In other words, because the Meiri shite, that's the Meiri shite. I mean, the Rambam shite, Meiri shite, Chavsadi Goyin shite. I mean, a number of rishim that there. All the repercussions, all the consequences and the repercussions of an Ayin Ro, and Chazal mentioned the repercussions of an Ayin Ro. It's only psychosomatic. It's only psychological. It only has an effect. An evil look by a person has an effect upon the sensitivity of the person. In other words, why, if one person looks at the other with an evil eye, so then the person becomes discouraged and becomes frustrated. So mainly it affects him. So it affects, so it might affect even the property, even the gino. Because if a person looks bihasmode, biregilus, if he gazes maliciously, then he will become touched by it. If a person looks bihasmode, biregilus, maliciously at another person, then people start talking about it. And if the person who is looked at maliciously will find out about it, so mele it will affect him. So mele he can only become a mazik. He can only become a mazik if he looks b'riyo masmeres. So mele he says, kol sheyesho masor tvochim niskeu v'nimasmi b'riyo ad sheyikore imilel. So in other words, when is he considered a mazik? In other words, what the Miri says is this. If, let's say, suppose I have here my gino, and then my shochen has the gino here, and then there is no mechitzi. There is no mechitzi. And I stand in my gino and I look maliciously at the gino of my shochen, so then I'm a mazik. I'm a mazik. Why? Because if there is no mechitzah of 10 tvochim, then it means that I'm looking maliciously at his gino, in his own bounds, in his own issues. Even though, in the nemomenes, so this belongs to me, and this part of the ground belongs to me, and this part of the ground belongs to the other. But al pedin, if there is no mechitzah of 10 tvochim, it's considered one issues. That's the aloche. A mechitza of 10 tvochim sets up a different rishus. So mele, if there is no mechitza of 10 tvochim, and one looks with an evil eye, maliciously, at the komo of the neighbor, so then it means that on the grounds of the neighbor, in the rishus of the neighbor, so he looks maliciously at him. But, so then, Ainoro is mazik, is considered a mazik. In Niski Shreinim, it's not a mazik. In Niski Momin, Chiv Tashlumim, no one could call the other one to Eden Torah and demand Tashlumim because you looked at my gino with an evil eye. There is no such aloha. But in the Niski Shreinim, so it's also a mazik. But when can one be considered a mazik in Niski Shreinim if on the grounds of the Nizek, he looks maliciously at his gino. But if somebody who has terrific vision and he can see over a distance, let's say, of 10 miles, and he'll stand on his grounds and he'll look maliciously at the gino of the neighbor who lives 10 miles away, is not considered a mazik in his kashrei. Only if he looks with an evil eye on the ground of the Nizik, then it's considered a mazik in his kashrei. This is what he says. So he explains it, because people are not so sensitive to an evil eye by a person who stands at a considerable distance from him. But people are very sensitive to an evil eye that is done by a person who stands on his own wishes. That, to that kind of an evil eye, people are very sensitive. So he says, so, V'yodom, so he says, Kol sheyesho masor tvochim, nizkehu, v'inemasmi b'riyo, at sheyikoreim idorel. So in other words, also V'yodom, lamed, become b'shor sheyimedes, become himself. When he's an amed, in the Rishus Chaveirei, with ein Rohr, then is considered a mazik of this Gishrei. But if somebody looks with an evil eye across a distance of 10 miles, he doesn't look at an evil eye in the rishus of the nizek, then he's not considered a mazik. Then he's not considered a mazik. So this is how he explains, the Shittes Rambam. Now you'll ask, I mean, what difference does it make? So, as far as Niski Shreinim is concerned, that doesn't depend, you know, upon any monetary damage. Because Niski Shreinim depends upon the sensitivity of people. Let's say, Kutre, Reche. So, without any damage, it's considered Niski Shreinim. And as a Kriye, when in Chotzer, when someone looks at the private Hashmishim, what kind of monetary damage is there? But people are sensitive to any observation of private things. So maybe it's considered a mazik. People are sensitive to a malicious look on his own, on one's own vows. People resent that very much. Other things, they don't appreciate an evil look by someone who is not on his own issue, on the issues of the nizek. But there isn't such sensitivity in regard to an evil look on a different issues. But an evil look on the same issues, if there is no mechitz of ten tvochim, then in effect, the one who looks at the other's gino, at the cover of the other's gino, so in effect, he's looking with an evil eye on the issues of the nizek. That's called hezek. That's called the hezek in Niski Shreinim. Just like Hezekiah, looking in the private things is called the mazik. So this is also called the mazik. So mele, that's why the Rambam, according to him, so this is how he explains the Rambam. But the question is, but the Rambam himself in his tshuva, to the Chachamim Uniel, so he says that this is only a shinuyi. And the reason as to why we don't need our dames is because looking al komas chavere is an inyan of chassidus on. That's what the Rambam says. So what the Miri says here does not seem consistent with what the Rambam says. Now the Roshna Rambam is, he says, the Rambam says, "She'ehu divrei chassidus shel yayin be'bayin ro." Now, the question is, how can the Rambam say it's only midas chassidus when the Gemara says, "Ginu shani kin rabbe, yomar rabbe, yomar avune, yomar rab, also leyodom lamid b'solach haveri b'shor shemes kemisero." So the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is osa. Now, so Ramitishot Strashun in the Zagoyes. So he says, he mentions that the Tur and the Mechaber, they mention this aloche, that also the Odom Lamed Bishol Chavir Bishol Shimelit Mekamisel. But the Rambam doesn't even mention this din. The answer is, the Rambam doesn't have to mention this din. This is mentioned in the Rambam. In other words, it is Osir. But on what score is it osa? Is it osa? In other words, to look. What does it mean? Also, the odom lamid son of chavir mishor shemelis bekamisel. That means to lamid and look maliciously at komas chaviri. But suppose, let's say, a father passes by the gino of his son and he sees the komo and he starts radiating. He's happy. So is he even that isel because out of happiness he looks and looks and looks at the komo? That Ravune wouldn't say. Ravune says Oseh if the look is done malicious, in a malicious way. So if it's done maliciously, so then it comes within the mitzvah of after Ahakameicho. So the Rambam says Nilchas Deyes, that Nistavinu, so Lochei Salmomin Chaveirei K'moy Shecho Salmomin Atzmei. So a person will not be jealous of the success of his own crop. So if he looks maliciously, with jealousy, at the crop of his neighbor, so he's evil and will after the racho kamecho. But, so, as far as after the racho kamecho is concerned, so there couldn't be any schus kviye. There couldn't be any schus kviye. I mean, one could not force the other person to spend money in order that he shouldn't be nichsho in the mitzvah of after the racho kamecho. Could there be such a halacha? All right, that's a chalas al movitz. So in other words, so this iser is an iser of chalas al movitz, and the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in Hilchas Shcheini, and he doesn't have to mention it in Hilchas Chevul Mazik, because he's not a Mazik. Especially according to the Rambam Shite, that the whole effect of Ayin Ro is only psychological. So he's not a Mazik, but If there is a mazik of achokis nizikin, niski shchein, like Hezekiah, it's not a mazik of that involves a chiyuv tashlum. It's not a mazik that can be translated in terms of dollars and cents. So in other words, what is called a mazik on niski shchein? What is called the mazik in Niskei Shcheini? Anything that causes damage, or anything that is a real nuisance to the nizik, to the one who is the recipient of the nuisance. So Memele Hezekiah is considered a mazik in Niskei Shcheini. It's not considered a mazik in Tashlumim, in Bobakame, but it's considered a mazik in Bobast, Hezekiah, and Kutre Reiche. So these are nuisances. So if somebody sets up a nuisance to another person, so the male, or if someone acts as a nuisance to the other person, he's considered a mazik in his kishrei. He's not considered a mazik in Bobakami, but he's considered a mazik in Bobasre, a mazik in his kishrei. So the male, the mere shite is, and explaining his Rambam, how about someone who looks at Komas Haveri, Bishoshu bet komes chavere in the Gino. Is he a mazik of Niskei Shcheini, or is not a mazik of Niskei Shcheini? Now, no one will say that if a person when is jealous of another person, so he's evil after racho kamecho, but could you be considered as a mazik in Niskei Shcheini just because he's jealous of another person? Is not a mazik. So the mele, if there is a mechitze of 10 tvochim, and the mechitze of 10 tvochim sets up a different rishus, so that means that, let's say, if Ruben has the gino here, Shimon has the gino here, and there is a mechitze of 10 tvochim, and then Ruben can look over the mechitze maliciously at the gino's chavere. So the mele, and if he looks, even if he looks the whole day, so he is not considered a mazik. He's just a jealous person, so he's evil after racho kamecho. But a mazik he isn't. And the other neighbor cannot have any tvias to him. I mean, no one can have a tiny to the other. You're evil after racho kamecho. So he was evil. He cannot have any tiny. There's no schusi. There is a schus to be secure against niski shrein. So this is the difference. If somebody will trespass upon the Sode Chaveri, then it's considered a mazik. Even if the trespass does not involve any monetary damage. Not every time when you trespass upon the other one's grounds are you mazik. Suppose you're not mazik, your shoes are clean. I mean, you don't spread any dirt on your neighbor's grounds, but you still tread on your neighbor's grounds when your neighbor doesn't want. You are still a mazik. You're not a mazik of that you are mechuyev b'tashlumim, but you are a mazik because in niski shcheinim, any nuisance is considered a mazik. And if you trespass, even if the trespass does not result in any monetary damage, you are still considered a mazik in niski shcheinim, because you are a nuisance if you trespass upon the grounds of Chaveri. So, looking b'ayin ro and the grounds of Chaverei, and the same issues of Chaverei, is considered a trespass. Is a mazik in his geschenk. But looking by law from a distance, let's say, if I were to look, a certain person passes by across the street. Now, if I were to look maliciously at him, I don't. But if I were to look, I wouldn't be a mazik. I would be Ibiram Wafto Al-Kameicho. I am not a mazik. But if I come to somebody's house and then maliciously I look at the nice things and the nice furniture in somebody's house, then I'm a mazik. I'm a mazik in Niski Shrein. I'm a mazik of Niski Shrein. So this is what the Meiri says. In other words, the Rambam, you see, so again, according to the Meiri, we have to explain the Gemara the same way. So that's why the Rambam the Tshuva says it's only Shinui. That was only the teretz of the Gemara. The teretz of the Gemara, as long as the Gemara assumed that V'chein relates to the etzem chiyuv of building mechitzeh. So as long as the Gemara assumed that V'chein has the connotation that similarly, for the same reason that Shutvim min chotzer are obligated to build the mechitzeh. Why are they obligated to build a mechitzeh? Because in order that the riyah should be obstructed, so for the same reason, the amichuyev, the shutrim and the gino, are also mechuyev to set up the mechitzeh. So it's a right, it's the same reason, so the riyah has a creation. So the Gemara says, kiddushan. But still, so the Talmud assumed that even though V'chein means it's the same purpose to abstract V'yeh, so we can still use the Lashon V'chein because it's for the same purpose. But then the Gemara says, for V'chein katone, true, it's for the same purpose, but one is grounded in a mutual agreement and one is grounded in a vested right. So then the Gemara says, V'abonu V'gozis. But until the Gemara came to the conclusion that V'chein Koton Agolu V'gozis, so then the Gemara assumed that the Pshat in the Mishneh V'chein, that the Etzem looking by him, even if it's not under the shoes of the Nizek, of the Shoch, even if it's on a different shoes, so makes him a mazik. The Etzem looking, even from a distance, makes him a mazik. A mazik of Niski Shreinim, of course. Even if it's not on his rishus. So the Gemara said, Kinoshane, and according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so the height of the Mechitzeh had to be Dalet Amis. Because until the Gemara came to the conclusion that V'chein relates to Gobel V'gozis, not to the chiyuv of mechitzeh in general. So until the Gemara came to the conclusion that the V'chein relates to Gobel V'gozis, so the Gemara assumed that V'chein relates to the chiyuv of mechitzeh. So Mimele, then it meant that for the same reason, the Mishneh by saying V'chein Megino, the Mishneh effect was saying that for the same reason, for the same purpose, that Shutvi, Amichuyev to build the Mechitzeh of Dalet Amis, by Chotzer, in order to obstruct Riyeh,